Yeah, how about the guy?
Is this the grease man?
Yeah, you got a man on the line here.
Oh, geez, that's... I'm taping you this week.
Are you? For what?
Well, because I'm going on vacation next week.
And you need a little grease to get you through.
I'm going fishing Monday.
Uh-huh.
I got to have be pumped up.
All right, well, make sure you run it to... You ought to tape me all the time, buddy. That way you'll have a non-stop file of Grease Minnelli shriekery.
Right.
For those long trips in the car, you can just pop in a cassette and the hours and miles just fade away.
Right, it's fantastic.
Well, where are you going on your vacation?
I just bought Ocean City of the Bay.
Uh-huh. You got a boat?
I may have to rent one.
You're going to rent one with a little 3-horsepower Evan Rooney?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, God, it must be awful to be a member of the bourgeoisie.
Oh, yeah,
are
you going to do the boat this morning?
Blah, do, blah, da, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, do, blah, da.
Yeah, I got to tape that.
You? All right, buddy, I'll do it for you. Sure, by all means. Where's my twin diesel music there? Go ahead. All right. I like it. 57 feet of sleek fiberglass with twin turbo-injected supercharged diesels. Oh, geez, I belched right in the middle. Bloody, 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 bloody. I love it. Makes me feel alive. I just picture those twin stainless steel trucks churning a froth behind my boat. I mean, some guys coexist with the environment. I rape it. Bloody, 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 bloody. I rape it, do you hear me? My eyes are blind to the signs that read, no wake. I mean, my engine only has two positions, off and full speed ahead. What? Sea turtle off the port bow, open fire. I miss it. Can't believe it. Yeah. I remember when they changed the rule. Used to be you could have a head that would pump the poop over the side. You know, you use the toilet and then you hit the switch and whoosh, went right over the side. Well, they changed that. Now you got to have a self-contained thing. You know, you gotta have some kind of tank on board. So I got me a porta potty. When that gets full, I empty it over the side. Ah! I'm a man! What? Save for what future? I think according to life expectancy charts, I should be around another 35 more years after that. So what? So what? I don't care if there ain't no many sea turtles after the year 2050. So what? Why do I care about 2050? Huh? Number one, numero uno. Let's be honest, for crying out loud. My stinking kids will have to fight on their own like I fought. The sea in my face. The wind. Bloody, 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 bloody. I remember the days before I was making the big bucks, before I could afford radar. I used to take a tourist and sit him out on my bow pulpit so that in foggy weather I'd be able to see where I was going. I knew if I saw blood on the windshield, it meant I hit something. Hey, oh, God, excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on this morning. Geez, I feel bilious. But I once had this Captain Martinez, who ran my boat, and he took me down to the Bahamas one time, and we went all over with this guy, and I really trusted this guy. It was only a 57-foot boat, and I mean, when you get out in the ocean, there's 12-foot, 15-foot seas. I don't care how big the boat is. It you learn the meaning of pucker power. And I was down there one time, and the waves are slashing, and I always noticed before Captain Martinez would go to bed, he'd go to the wall safe in his room and read a little piece of paper. He'd read it, think to himself, put it back in the safe, slam it, and go to bed. Now, I watched this going on, because this guy worked for me for about a year and a half, and every night, without fail, this captain, who took me through winds and seas and bad weather, even on the outskirts of a hurricane one time, every night before he went to bed, he'd go to his wall safe in his cabin and pull out that little piece of paper, read it, think to himself, and throw it back in the safe and slam it shut. Well, finally, when he gave notice, I couldn't resist. I had a locksmith come down. I said, open that safe, will you, for crying out loud, will you open that safe? I got to know what it is. And sure enough, the piece of paper was still in there. With great anticipation, I unfolded that piece of paper, and there I read, port is left, starboard is right.